Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
All right, let's get right back to the phones. Joining us, as he does every week at 10 o'clock, one of our favorite contributors, Nate Zielinski. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I suppose you're just sitting around. You don't have anything going on today, do you?
No, it's a very nice, calm Saturday, I'll tell you. Right now, I'm going on about a stretch of almost 40 hours of no sleep. But, Terry, there's nothing better to have that sleep deprivation than what I'm doing right now. I'm at Grand Lake. We're at Ice Addiction, so it's our first tournament of the season. And we couldn't be happier. You know, it was a long stretch of up and goes getting permits and following regulations to pull off a tournament series. And we've worked with some amazing people at the county health department and town districts and, you know, the town of Grand Lake. And we are having a great time up here at Grand Lake. And it's really neat to see everybody supporting the town.
It really is. They need it up there. They had the fires, and it's just been and not only COVID, but the fires and everything impact them. And it's such a tremendous area. Obviously, one of my favorite ice fishing areas and open water fishing areas in the state. Many of my TV shows have been filmed up in that area. So how are things going? And you're kind of doing it different. You're not really in the lake. Everybody thinks Grand Lake. They think lake trout. I don't know. Maybe you're catching lake trout, but you're kind of in an area where maybe the other trout are coming in to play more.
Absolutely, Terry. So we're at the far kind of east end of the lake, right by an inlet, and we're seeing everything. Our shallowest holes are in 5 feet of water. Our deepest holes are in the 100-foot mark. So we're seeing everything. So far today, we have seen lake trout. We have seen rainbows. We've seen browns, and we've seen brook trout. So we've seen all four species, quite a few of each. Right now, it is a small lake trout that is in the lead at first place, but a lot of fish are getting caught. It's been light snowing since about 2 a.m. The sun's just peeking out, but fishing's good and everybody's having a great time. So it's exciting, and it is neat to see the different tactics of, you know, some anglers are sticking to their traditions of targeting, you know, only one species and one depth. Some anglers are kind of bouncing around. Some are in deep water working the column. And honestly, usually we see a very distinct pattern where, you know, one area of the fishing course will produce fish or one depth. You get that zone that's just hot. And right now we're seeing fish from everywhere. We're seeing shallow water fish, deep water fish, suspended fish. So a lot of activity across the board, which is pretty cool to see in an event like this.
Any techniques that you want to share that maybe people come up after the tournament? Because I'm sure the people up there aren't listening, so we can spill the beans. We can spill the beans a little bit. Anything that if you were going to return to, say, Grand Lake in that area in the next couple weeks that you might suggest?
Absolutely. So it seems like the shallow water fish being more, say, aggressive, so having more movement to your presentation in the shallow water definitely seems to be drawing them in. And that's fairly common in that shallower water. The fish or the water is clear. The fish can see a good distance. There's a lot of light penetration through the ice. So the shallow water, anglers that are working the baits, jigging them, moving them, really bouncing around are drawing in more fish and having that good experience of opportunity. As opposed to the deep water fish, the anglers that are really fishing a still presentation, even if you're moving it, they're moving it very subtle, and they're also moving it very low in the water column. And those anglers are doing well. Then the anglers that are catching them suspended are up high, you know, middle of the water column, and they're moving the baits, you know, fairly aggressive. So shallow water and suspended, it's all about a lot of movement so far today. And then if you're in the deeper water, fishing literally inches off bottom with a very slow presentation or still presentation is catching fish. And we're seeing everything from literally the use of fishing salmon eggs, you know, in deep water near the bottom, all the way up to, you know, fishing even tube jigs, you know, the small piece of sucker meat, but barely moving it. So very minimal movement in that deeper water is catching those fish. With a lot of the weather coming through, snow, barometric pressure, I would say the bite is slightly lighter. We're seeing a lot of anglers, you know, swinging and missing. So it seems like it's a light bite, which is fairly common when you get around a lot of pressure changes, and obviously even just the pressure from a tournament. So the biggest thing is to anglers on the course or anybody up here, most anglers have opportunities when they go on the ice. And really, nothing better than a tournament setting to teach you to try to capitalize on every opportunity. So especially when you're fishing low in the water column, barely moving the bait, it gets easy to lose attention, you know, to where you start looking around, enjoying the scenery, talking to a friend. And really, if you're all about catching fish, really keeping your focus to make the most of every opportunity is a huge way to create success.
I know when I fish with you, I constantly try to distract you so you miss the bite. So.
Hey, it's the truth. Distraction is a very great tool.
Oh, I've used it many times. Hey, how is the ice up on Grand Lake?
You know, right now, we're obviously sitting very close to the Adams porthole, or the Adams Falls with the porthole coming in right there. There's a little bit of water by the porthole. There's open water by the bridge separating Grand from Shadow. But other than that, the entire lake's capped, and we're sitting probably between 10 and 12 inches of ice, depending on where you're at on the fishery. So again, you know, very much 80-90% capped with 10 to 12 inches of great ice. You know, people are riding snowmobiles on it. You just always got to be cautious, and that's not really this year. That's not really even typical. There's always water by the tunnel here on the east side. There's just a small pocket, and there's always water right at the channel separating Shadow Mountain and Grand. But other than those two locations that are almost always open water, the entire lake is capped and fishing good, and we're seeing anglers all across the lake today catching fish, which is nice to see. I can see anglers on the far end of the reservoir, and everybody fishing a variety of depths, but fishing definitely seems to be good, and it's always that opportunity here at Grand to go real shallow for more of those rainbows browns, or go obviously to that deeper water for those lake trout. And the primary food source for the average laker, and you know, that average laker obviously being, you know, somewhat smaller fish, this lake has a huge population of micey shrimp, and those micey shrimp really gather where you have a lot of pressure, and that pressure buildup comes in that deeper water. So they actually use the pressure in the water column to really gather those micey. So right now it seems like it's that 60 to 90 foot is where those micey shrimp are just thick. So we're seeing a lot of those, you know, just fun catchable lakers in that depth. So, you know, any advice to somebody, especially on Grand, you know, rainbows, browns, I'd probably be inside of 10 foot, so 10 foot and shallower. If I'm really looking just for good numbers of lake trout, I'm going to look at like 60 to 90 foot. And those are kind of the two depth ranges that are really producing fish today.
Before we get back to your other events coming up and your guide trips and schools, what else have you heard ice fishing wise, either through your guides or just through other people, that's going on around the state?
Absolutely, Terry. Now, I unfortunately had to leave Friday to come up here to Grand Lake to set up, so I'm relying off a lot of information from other anglers, but the wind definitely took a toll on some of the ice on the front range. The biggest thing that you saw is really anywhere where the wind was really pounding on that ice. So in the case of the direction that it was coming from, it was kind of coming from that west-northwest. So any of your reservoirs, the ice on that half of the lake, so your western edges of ice, didn't have near the impact that, say, your east edges of the lake did. So the biggest thing is the heavy winds this week did hit the ice fairly hard on the front range. By no means did I say it ruined the season, but it definitely did have some impact on it. So the biggest thing on the front range is use caution. Obviously, we've been preaching that for weeks on end now, but the walleye bite on the front range is tremendous. But just, again, use caution in all situations. Terry, you and I preach it all the time, and a lot of anglers know it. Some don't know it, but the worst thing for ice, generally speaking, is that heavy wind. Wind drakes, you know, you get sun like we had, you get wind pushing on it, create that moisture on top, and that wind just drives that moisture into the ice, and it's unbelievable how quickly you can lose some ice. So again, the front range is still capped, but use extreme caution. But that walleye bite is good, and that's probably the biggest news on the front range for that. Then other than that, the lake trout bite continues to be really strong across the state. We're getting great reports from Blue Mesa, from Taylor, from Williamsport, Granby. So it seems like it's a really strong year for bigger lake trout, and the pike bite continues. We talked about this about a month ago. ice pike is one of those things that it takes a nap. They drastically slow down their food intake. They stare at a bait for an extremely long period of time before taking the bait. So pike through the ice is a whole animal in itself. But with that, the pike bite in Colorado is very strong this year. So it's a great year for anglers to get out and explore that avenue of fish here in Colorado.
No, I couldn't agree more. And I think I want to really reinforce what you said about the Front Range, because I'm hearing places like St. Bahrain, that the wind really opened up the water. They're actually catching some fish through open water there. Bar Lake has some open water fishing, not very good ice. You know, Cherry Creek and Chatfield are bigger, a little slow to freeze, but they'll hold the ice a little better. I haven't heard a report from Boyd. I'll try to get one. I heard they were fishing the Marina Bay there, but I haven't heard much else. Catching some trout and panfish, but it's definitely a time to be extremely cautious. Nate, before we finish up, tell people now what's coming up on your ice fishing tournament tour.
Absolutely. You know, we're real excited. Last week we had our ice school. We had a lot of live feeds. Obviously, we're in Grand Lake now. We're going to post a recap. So right here today, we're going to have a recap with our winner of how the event went. And then we're going to do a live feed early in the week on Monday, really covering the event, how things went, how anglers caught fish, do a lot of neat things with that. So stay tuned on our social media pages for that. And then next week, we head to Utah. So we're at Steinecker Reservoir in Utah. Anybody wants to make the trek, it's basically a six-hour drive from Denver. Really excited to go there. We're expecting probably our highest catch rate event of any event we've ever had. We've worked with our DNR agencies up there. And the DWR is estimating that we'll weigh right around 500 fish in that event next weekend. So real excited to head to Utah. Then we have a small break. We go back to Utah on February 6th, and then we wrap up the entire Ice Addiction series back here at Grand Lake, back into our central location on the body of water right by town. That's February 20th. We encourage anglers. This is a great way to learn, see things. You loan your rods if you need. It's a really neat event. We encourage everybody. We're being extremely safe, very sanitized, and encouraging. Or sign up. And if you do, make sure you get your reservation in town now. Obviously, we're supporting town, but hotels are booking fast. If you want to come to Grand Lake, make a reservation, stay the night, make it a weekend, have fun. You have Grand Lake, you have Shadow Mountain, you have Granby. So a lot of fisheries up here. Again, make it a weekend, but make sure you book that reservation and grab your ticket for Ice Addiction. Sooner than later, just to make sure you get that spot reserved.
All right, my friend, if people want to sign up for a tournament or book a guide trip or just want some information, how do they find you?
You can always find us on the web at tightlineoutdoors.com, as well as we do a lot of stuff on our social media pages, but Tightline Outdoors on Facebook is another great avenue for a lot of information. So Tightline Outdoors on Facebook and tightlineoutdoors.com on the web.
All right, we will talk to you next week at 10 o'clock as always. Good luck the rest of the tournament today.
Thank
All right,
you.
Nate Zielinski, what a great resource he is for the show. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to go to our friends over at Jack's, and they're going to join us and talk about what they have in stock. And you heard JR talk about his impressions of ice fishing. You heard Nate on the tournament. We'll help you if you need to pick out gear and maybe get you started in ice fishing. All that and more on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.